Take
Take
a
a
look
look
at
at
my
my
girlfriend,
girlfriend,
'cause
she's
she's the
the
only
only
one
one
I
I
got.
got.
Ba-da-da-da. You're rhyming to
Not
Travis
much of
McCoy.
that's what I'm saying. Like, where are you, fam?
Yeah, he was super tall. He was cute.
He was cute.
He was
I'm
like
gonna look him
a
up and see where he is. Oh my God, I gotta show you this picture.
he was like a cute like black guy that was
Yo, the
raised
fact that
around the
he was like,
whites,
yeah, I was gonna say that
right?
him and Katy Perry, though, because she was the
Yeah.
model for that video. That was his girlfriend at the
Oh
time.
yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
He was like a certified lover boy.
Right.
The
You know
song.
that she was like a church girl?
Katy
And
Perry?
her name is actually Kate Hudson. Her real name is Kate
What?
Hudson, but she couldn't use that name because the actress
Kate
already had it.
Hudson.
So she went with Katy Perry. Perry's her mother's maiden name, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
That's dope
Little
to know.
trivia for y'all.
Wait, you're back? Yeah, they always come back. Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work. Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
We are going to provide our own sound effects tonight.
Oh my gosh. You guys, we just went karaokeing. I don't know if that's a word, but I don't care.
is
And it was
1
so fun. It was my first time.
55 a.m.
Is what? Oh, it is
We off some
1:55.
drinks,
I know. Drinking is fun sometimes.
smoking.
So we were just talking about like Travis McCoy and how he's just kind of like fell off the face of the earth. And we miss him.
Gym class heroes, yeah.
Yeah, like where you at,
Were they
homie?
considered a one-hit wonder?
I don't know because I mean technically he's on tour right now in Australia in March.
But the
So they're
only
doing something.
they cooking up something, right? But
I
the
don't
only
know.
song I remember with them is that one song,
Take a look at my
Cupid's
girlfriend.
Chokehold. That was the name of it, right? Cupid's
Yeah.
Chokehold.
God, I love that song.
Yeah, that song was dope.
It
Well,
was.
guys, welcome to
Oh my
another
gosh.
episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. Bonus episode edition.
You might like this one because, we're drunk and we might say some stupid shit.
Drunk recording is really fun, though.
Oh my
Drunk
God,
potting.
is it?
Drunk
Like,
potting is
it's
a lot of fun.
awesome.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Yeah. A lot of fun. So we had a. We had a karaoke night. We went out some karaoke. I haven't sang karaoke in a while. It's been a while, y'all.
Oh, well, I had never done it, but I had so much fun. Oh my gosh. And let me tell you
We
guys how,
did. We
like,
did have a lot of fun.
I was so hot. And I don't like titty sweat. So I took off I had a romper on and I took off the top because like my titties were sweating and I don't like that.
Bruh. She took her titties off.
Yo,
All right, wait. Let's rewind.
there's a camera in the
Let's
room.
rewind. And we had a camera. Lori and I had a camera. We had a room.
Yeah.
We rented a room for 2 hours of karaoke, just she and I. They had a camera in there. So all of a sudden, I look at her and she's like, "I'm high," because we putting on performance like if we have a
We had a whole
audience.
concert,
We
yo.
had an entire concert. We thought we had like 10,000 people in attendance to our concert, right? So she's like, "I'm high, I'm high." So all of a sudden, I look and her titties are out, and I'm like, "Your titties are out." She's like, "I'm hot, but there's cameras in there," and I'm like, "Bitch, there's cameras in this room."
And what did
She's
I
like,
say?
"So what?
I said, what I
Enjoy
said,
the
enjoy
show."
the show.
She's like, enjoy the show.
And then the bartender came in. Yo, my titties are all out. I was like, girl, I'm high, okay?
So I'm over here telling her, like, yo, they gonna kick us out and tell us to never come back again. But of course that didn't happen. But the bartender comes in because
we had shout out to her. She was mad cool.
Alicia. Yeah, she was mad though. So she's just comes in and Dory has her titties out. Fucking titties out. And I'm like, oh my lord, whatever. Anyway, nothing happened. But her titties were out. Her titties made an appearance at the bar tonight while we sang karaoke. And it was so much fun. Like, you know, God knows what he does when he doesn't bless certain people with, like, a nice voice. Which I think totally skipped me because my dad had a nice voice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He could sing. Yeah. The fucking jeans skipped me because what the fuck? I would just be singing for no reason. Like, if I had a nice voice and I really could sing, I would just spend my days just, like, humming shit, humming tunes, and just singing to the best of my ability. But it was a lot of fun. Karaoke's fun. I really love music. I really love to.
I know that was fun. We picked. I really love to sing. We picked some questionable songs, but it was fun.
Because you always be like, "Yo, this is my karaoke song," but then you never quite like remember.
Yo, what you know what's my karaoke song? So I have two karaoke songs that I always wanted to do, and I'm like, "Yo, if I ever do karaoke, these are the songs that I'm gonna sing because I know all the words to these songs." The first one is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Didn't you do that one?
Yeah, I did. Oh, that's when I FaceTimed Chani. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite songs like ever. Like the song comes on and I can't help myself. Like I just sing the whole thing through and I fucking love it. And then the second one is Carrie Underwood.
Before He Cheats.
Because, yeah.
She did her two songs.
I did. I
didn't even do one of my songs is Welcome to the Jungle. And I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. Welcome to the Jungle.
I fucking love myself. I love some Guns N' Roses. Like, I fucking love them. I love
Smash. We did Smash. Aerosmith, though. Aerosmith is awesome.
Yeah, Aerosmith falls under.
Fuck with you, Aerosmith.
But God, I love me some Guns N' Roses. Like I'm in a mental relationship with Slash. And he just
Ass is, bro.
You see, I got his book around me somewhere.
I know. I'm like, yo, she really is. She loves Slash.
I'm in a mental fucking relationship with Slash and he just doesn't know.
I love
it.
How you say it's just a mental relationship.
Because I'm delusional and I'm aware of my delusionalness. Is that a thing?
I don't know, but we can make it a thing. I'm aware
of my delusions.
Oh my goodness.
Very self-aware.
I know, I'm very self-aware too. Yesterday I was Dorying real hard.
Whoa. And I just tell you right now beforehand, these coughs are brought to you by THC that we're currently smoking. It's not COVID related or anything like that. Oh, you know, gosh. It's not any illness related cough. It's THC related coughs. Anyway, I was at the bar and I was telling Dory that I wanted to talk about these bitches getting blue face tattoos. Yo. His face tattooed on their.
Like, on their faces.
Why? No. My thing is, like, why are these women getting men's faces tattooed on their face? I love tattoos. A face tattoo, though? Nah.
Like, listen, there's just... I could love you. I could be willing to die for you. I am not tattooing your face on my face. Like, there is just no need for all of that. And the worst part about it is the fact that Blueface is a piece of shit. So it's like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Like, that nigga ain't shit.
Yo, if you want to get some shit tattooed on you, like, a nigga's in issues or something. Like
I think that's when, fuck my baby daddy. Fuck my baby daddy. That's the kind of tattoo you should be getting, bitch.
Right. Like, I can understand. I can understand how you receive the type of dick that makes you want to initial that motherfucker's, like, you know what I'm saying, first initial, wherever you want
to
put it.
What happened to the good old days where you would just get like their initial or something?
I understand that. I understand that type of level of like dick delusion.
Yo, facts. You know, I have two of those.
Dickmatation.
I have two tattoos like that.
I'm just making up words here. I'm like, dickmatation. You know what I mean? But the type of
dignopsis.
Dignopsis. I understand that. I understand that type of dick. I don't understand the type of dick that makes you want to get their face on your face.
Yeah, because there is, listen, there is, it's because we have sense. We were born in the 80s. It's these 90s babies. Listen, we like y'all, but y'all doing too much. Because, like, come on now.
Because now that girl, what's her name? Selena Powell? She got, oh my God, Antonio Brown. I think, listen, I'm not a sports guy, but I think Antonio Brown is a former NFL player. But she got his face tattooed on her face. And then Krishan got blue faces tattoo, face tattoo on her face. And I am very ashamed to say that Krishan is a Pisces.
Yo, she's putting y'all to shame.
I'm not very proud of her doing that bullshit around Pisces season. I don't know how I feel about that.
Right, because what the hell? And I just don't understand, because as far as I knew, like, I thought that they were, like, done.
What happened to the Rihanna kind of Pisces fucking women?
Oh, yeah.
She's a good leader. She's a good leader to have for Pisces women. She's good.
Yeah, Krishan is not. I'm sorry, Krishan. I love you. I think that you're a great girl, but I think that you just make questionable choices.
I don't want that kind of dick.
Yo, that is a fact. That's exactly what I said. I was like, I do not want the kind of dick that makes me want to tattoo a nigga's face.
I don't want on my face. Like, how does, I want to know, like, I would like for her, like, I would like to meet Krishan just so she could walk me through the process, the thought process of you wanting to get a man's face tattooed on your face. So, like, how do you wake up and just be like.
The worst part about it is that she already got how many tattoos of this nigga? His name, his face, like in other places. She already got like six of them. So it's like, why?
Gay, it's fucking social. Like, what else do we need? We got his name, his face, gay, his social, his date of birth, and shit, you got his whole identity on your body at this point. Yo, you got his child.
It's too much. It's too much.
Get his fucking social.
And I feel bad for her because I feel like it's so much. And it's like, she's getting the short end of the stick because he's never like, he just, I really don't think that he loves her.
I don't feel bad. I don't think he loves any of them,
to be honest.
I don't think, I don't feel bad for her anymore. I don't feel bad for her because she knows what she's dealing with. She knows what she's dealing with. I'm sure he plays a big role in that. I don't want to create a think piece around this because they're so, I'm over them. Mm-hmm. But I think that in some way, some form, they're both, we've seen both of their families. They're extra fucking toxic. They think that shit is normal and they think that shit is cute. So they're just doing what they know is normal to them. That's it.
That's terrible. That's it. Terrible.
That's it. But keep me away from that kind of dick. Yo, if I ever wake up and I tell you, yo, I think I want to get that man's face tattooed on my body.
Bitch, I'm going to smack you so fast.
I need you to, no. I need you to slit my throat. I need to be, like.
Nigga, no, it's not happening.
It's like, I need you to slit my throat. I need to be unalived immediately. There is no reason for me to continue walking this earth when my thoughts consist of tattoo of a man's face on my body.
Yeah, that's no.
God. No. Mm-hmm. And I like bearded men. There's no way. There's no way that's happening. Like, listen, it's not,
I don't
happening.
Know. I just feel like. Like, I have no. I don't know.
She lost her thought.
No, I have my thought. I just don't want to share it.
I cannot picture like wanting to do something like that. Wanting to tattoo a face. Again, I get the whole like an issue thing. I can't do faces. I don't want to do a man's face. Like, I just don't want to. I have a fear of like doing a man's full name on me. Like, I will do stupid shit like anniversary date.
Right. Your initial. Like a pic, something that reminds you of them. Like
something
a picture.
That reminds you of them. Like a little tattoo that y'all know y'all got it together or something. Like, that's cool. Because you could always make some shit later on and shit don't happen. If shit, you guys end up breaking up, you know what I'm saying? You can always make something up.
As far as
but what it means. What am I going to do? Exactly. But what am I going to do about the face? Like
a cover up. Imagine how the fuck you cover up a face tattoo that big. You just going to have a big ass black circle on your face. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't like face tattoos. I don't. I've seen some women with like some cute, like little ones on the side. I'm all for tattoos.
Is it Cardi
whatever.
That has something like that, like over here along her jawline? I like that.
I don't know. I would never
do it.
There's
one of them girl rappers out there that got like something along their jawline, and I think that that's cute. I don't know. So I'm obsessed with like red tattoos because, you know, I'm so pale.
No, that's really nice. Yeah.
I'm really pale. Nice. Yeah. So I like the red tattoos. I just like red. I think that red is my color.
I want to do a sleeve. At least a quarter sleeve. I really want to do that shit.
Me too.
I have some saved. But I was like, damn, I'm really going to start that for like summer or something. Like,
yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of started already back here.
Mm. There we go. But yeah.
I don't know if I have told you guys or showed you that I got a tattoo of Belle the princess.
You did.
Did I say it? And she's dressed like a loony person. Because, you know.
Pretty fitting.
It really is for me. And so her actual name is Hannah Belle Lecter. And I think that's so genius. Isn't it genius?
Hannah Belle.
Yes, fucking genius.
Because her name is Belle. And yes. Hannah Belle Lecter.
Yeah, Hannah Belle Lecter. That's fucking dope. So
that's one of my favorite movies. Like horror movies. Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
I know, I'll try to make you watch it, but you fell asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go back.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like I only remember like bits and pieces of this movie. I don't remember like any big defining moments.
It's one of those psychological thrillers.
No, I know. Yeah. It's like you know whatever kind of I feel like it's kind of like The Bone Collector. Remember The Bone Collector?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
With fucking Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I think it's so great.
Yeah. It's something
like those lines. Like magical almost. About having the bad guy be somebody who's like in a bed, quadriplegic, but they're still like running the show. Like, isn't that amazing?
That's master manipulation.
Yo, this fucking amazing though.
That's what it is.
Like, it's awesome that they can fucking do that. Like, I wouldn't do that, but damn, like, I give you props for all that because it's awesome.
Yeah, that is nuts. I haven't seen The Bone Collector in a long time.
We should watch it.
Yeah, I like those movies. I forgot to tell the people to like and subscribe. You already know. I'm not even gonna do the run through. You guys already know what to do.
Like, subscribe. What was it? Press the
button, share,
or whatever.
Follow us on social media. Oh, shout out to Romy, to your homeboy Romy, because he thought that like because last week I recorded. Mm-hmm. The last episode I recorded alone, he thought we broke up.
Aww.
So he was like, did you guys break up? I'm like, no.
Oh my God, I'm surprised that he asked you and he didn't ask me.
Yeah,
we broke up all the time.
Well, I guess because, you know, it was the ladies' pitch page. So he probably thought like we both check it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, he put a surprise face to the story. And then he was like, I was like, what happened? And he was like, did you guys break up? Or don't tell me you guys broke up. So I was like, no, it just needed to drop something. Like,
oh my God, he's such a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So shout out to you, Romy, because you're fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, she's
I've good. Known him she's... since high school. Yo, in high school, he would wear the baggy clothes, and he had long hair, so he would get braids, or he would have a fro. Oh my gosh.
But shout out to him. Yo, I also had somebody else that hit me on the DM anonymously. I'm going to keep him anonymous. But he was like, yo, I want you girls to talk about squirting. I don't know what he wants to hear exactly about squirting.
Well, let me tell you that I read an article about squirting.
I'm like, maybe Dory can take it away. Like,
all right. So I literally just read an article about this. Because I wanted to know, like, where it comes from, basically, you know, like what the trigger is. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And the lady was saying, you know, she's like, any woman can squirt. It's just a matter of finding the spot where, like, those nerves connect, the nerve endings. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know. I squirt when. Oh, I don't know if this is too personal.
You? Too personal?
I know, right? Look at that. Me catching myself. So, I don't know how to say this in a proper way.
This is not a proper podcast.
Yeah. All right. So, when a guy fingers you, and they like, well, for me, when they finger me, and they just kind of like hook it towards the front. And then it's like, but it has to be like really like deep in there. That's when I squirt.
That's when it works for you.
That's when I squirt. Oh my God, it's so bad, but it feels so fucking great. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shout out to the guys that can actually find that spot.
Yeah, shout out to ya. You're,
there's only two of them.
God's favorite.
No, I'm Bute, like three.
Yeah, I don't really know what he wanted. I was like, what exactly do you want us to talk about when it comes to squirting? He's like,
well, what is it? You want like a manual? You want to make your girl
squirt? Right. I'm like, are you trying to make your girl squirt? Are you?
Listen.
I don't know. I don't really know because that's not my forte.
So. Right. So just listen. Remember this. The G-spot is literally behind the clit. You finger her. And you hook your fingers to the front where it's like you're touching her clit, but from the inside.
Yeah, you do like a come-ear motion.
Right.
With your fingers.
That's her G-spot. So imagine if you like just double touch her because now you're touching her clit from the inside and then you touch her clit from the outside.
Wow.
Exactly. And boom, you're going to have motherfucking fireworks. Like it's...
That's a lot Man. Of pleasure.
Girl.
That's a lot no, of
it's
pleasure.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. I need you men to get more with that program because it's like, maybe a lot of you guys don't know. Yeah, I think I want to make myself the certified podcast sex educator.
You should. I don't see why not.
Because
the Lil Wayne lighter flick.
Yo, because, yeah, man, because if there's one thing I know, it fucking sucks.
Yeah. I agree.
But just, you know, do what I said. Yeah. Hook your fingers in there. Start with one, get her going nice and wet, and then stick the second one in there again. And if she can take a third, then go for the third and then hook. And
I've never been a three-finger gal. I don't think any man has ever... inserted three fingers into my cooter cat.
I have. I've gone as far as almost, well, five.
You've done all, you've taken all five fingers? Mm-hmm. You've been five finger fucked?
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
And let me say that it feels amazing. The only part, though, is that, like, because, you know, when you put your fingers together, like, the five fingers, and you make, like, that little cone shape,
yeah.
So that little cone is what would be inside of me. And then, but then there's the knuckles here. Mm-hmm. And it won't fit. Like, I won't get fisted. But it'll stop here. And then the knuckles would kind of hurt, like, you know, that little area between your pussy and your ass.
Yeah, I've had somebody offer to fist me, and I was like, it's not happening, bro.
My husband tried so many times. He got as far as this.
The knuckles?
Yeah. the spitter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
But that's it's only been the two of them.
I said no. I declined respectfully. I was like,
nah. I'm always willing to try something because you never
the
know.
The fisting, yeah, it's just not. There's just some things that off the bat I know are not for me. You know how there's just some things that you know, it's just not. You just don't. It don't tickle your fancy off the bat. Mm. Fisting was one of those things. It's just like some people are not into shit.
I'm literally definitely not into shit.
Do you see how you can automatically decline that? Definitely not. That was me. I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. He's like, no, you'll be doing it. No, I won't. I bet you I won't. He was like, I bet you will. Nah, I bet you I won't. Damn, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, did you try to do that shit unexpectedly? You getting kicked in your fucking face, bro. Like, nah, we're not doing that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But hopefully that helped you, anonymous DMer. I don't know.
Listen, you gotta tell us if this is what it was about and if you tried and how it went.
Right, because I don't know exactly what, and I tried to ask him, like, what exactly do you want to know about squirting? And he just was like, squirting, women squirting. I'm like, oh, okay, I mean,
Are you wondering if it's pee? Because it's not a pee.
I think it's not 100. I think it contains some pee, though.
It does. It does. So it does have, like, a small amount of pee in it. But it's not, like, all pee. Like, it's actual, like a fluid or whatever that comes.
If you die, you die. Like, what's a little pee going to do to you? Nothing.
I know. Somebody asked me today about being in somebody's mouth.
Some type of nutrients that your body lacks.
Somebody asked me that shit today.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, would you let a guy pee in your mouth? And I was like, yeah.
You would let a man pee in your mouth?
I would. I actually have.
Wait.
Stories with Dory.
You let a man pee in your mouth?
I have. Pee's not bad. It tastes like salt water a little bit.
What?
Yeah, pee tastes like salt water.
Like salt water from where, though? Like
salt water.
No. Because salt water is different. I'm thinking about, like, the beach salt water. So what beach is that? Like, Orchard Beach salt water? Like, Miami salt water? Dominican Republic salt water. No. There's different levels to salt water.
I don't think it's like ocean salt water. Oh, okay. Like home salt water.
Just a default salt water. Like a
regular. Yes, like whatever, what you make at home.
Okay, like the shit you gargle when you have a sore throat salt water.
Right.
Okay. All right, because I thought you said salt water, and my mind immediately went to the beach. So I'm like, wait.
I know. That's why I'm like,
wait. I need to know what kind of beach.
No. That's what I think. I think it tastes a little bit like salt water.
See, no. Don't sell it to me like salt water, bro, because I'm going to just be like, oh, that's not that bad.
But it's not that bad. It really isn't that bad.
But what? Okay, so when you get peed in your mouth, like, what do you do with it? Like, do you spit it out immediately? Do you, like, gargle it?
Nah, fuck that shit. I spit it out. I'm not swallowing it. I may hold it for a little bit, depending on what it is that the other person wants. But I'm spitting it out. I am not swallowing pee.
I can't.
But pee is not so bad. I can't
see myself fucking with bodily.
Just drink water, niggas. Like, drink water, people.
Oh, and if the guy drinks a lot of water.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, still, I can't. I'm like, well, if he drinks a lot of water, maybe. I don't. y'all have to really.
It's not as big a deal as it makes it
yo, seem. I gotta be deeply in love with you. That you'll be like, hey, baby, like, let me piss in your mouth. And I'll be like, okay. But that's definitely a kink that is going to have to take a certain type of someone for me to head down that road, for real. Because that's, I don't know. I've never.
Takes like a specific level of trust.
That too. Yeah, for me, for sure. Because for I have to be a level of trust for me to want to try anything. I'd be open-minded to a lot of shit, but it's finding somebody that I trust. And I'm like, all right, let me fuck with it. Like, let me do it. Let me try it. That's true. That's why I was so so much older when I really started to get into shit.
I think that's everyone,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. It definitely took years.
Because if you think about it, when you're young, like when you first lose your virginity in your teens, the way that you see it is, you kind of see sex as a straightforward thing. You don't really think about the kinks and all the other little things until they start showing up, like, later on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. So it's like, as you get older, the more you try, like, your boundaries just keep expanding little by little. So it's easier to make those type of choices because, you've already been through, like, all the other levels to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start getting comfortable in your sexuality and you know what you want to try, what you like, what you're into.
Right, yeah.
That's a fact, yeah. And then, like, the con to that is that once you unlock the door to that, like, there's no going back. Like, it has to either be that level or better.
Right.
You can never go back to, like, some vanilla shit. Never. Yeah. It's like the first time that a man will, like, choke you or spit in your mouth.
Oh, my
you
God.
Never want to fuck with a man that doesn't choke you.
Yeah.
Like, you find that so blah, like, ugh, like, damn, you didn't even grab me once. Like,
no, I've recently gotten into slapping.
Yeah, see, once that you start getting awesome. Into shit like that, you never want to fuck with someone that doesn't do that. And there's most men are like that, though.
Yeah,
they're not gonna do those things unless you tell them that you're into it, and even then. It just doesn't hit the same as the person that does it the first time.
Right.
That you're like, oh, because shit.
It's always those spur of the moment things, the things that just happen because they're happening,
mm-hmm.
that you don't really think about. Those be the best ones. Like, those are the ones that are, like, better to experience.
Yeah.
Because you already have an open mind. You're already in the middle of it, and you're just going to go with whatever.
Right.
And it's just... And I think that that's fucking awesome. I don't know. I just feel like connecting with somebody physically is so important. You know? I don't know. Like, this just has to... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm, like, on cloud nine right now. But I just feel like, yo, there's just... Like, when you have an attraction with somebody that you just cannot deny, like, it's just there. Like, everything, like, down what they say, what they do, like, the things you have in common, like, it just elevates everything.
That's a fact.
Fucking elevates everything.
That's a fact. Yeah, so it's true. It makes everything better. That's why I'm not a one-night stander. Because it takes more for me than that initial moment to get me to that level where I want to unlock all that shit that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes, you know what I mean? Like, it takes.
That also comes with age. I've had my fair share of one night stands, but they were all when I was younger, and I don't know that I would be a one night stand kind of person now. I don't know. It's different. Like, the days where, like, you're just horny and you just look at a guy like, I'm horny, so I'm just going to go fuck this random person. Mm. It's just like, ew. Right?
It don't hit the same.
No, man, because it's like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like, this shit is pointless. It's not, it might feel good, but it's like, meh, this is stupid.
Yeah, I know. That's a fact. Oh, man. So,
this is a very sexy episode.
It is. Two in the morning.
After hours. Oh, my God. That's what it should be. Ladies, pitch after hours, because this is most definitely an after hours.
After hours conversations, thanks to our squirting DM question or suggestion, whatever it was. Shout out to you. Yo.
Maybe I should give lessons. Yo. Would you sign up for lessons from me on sex lessons? Education?
Sex ed. Would you Patreon. Hey. On a Patreon, yeah. I can see men signing up for shit. Listen, like that.
I got y'all.
I see us kicking in on Patreon.
I got y'all.
Yo, on the sixth day, I can't even say sixth grand, the sixth day of Black History Month, my future baby daddy, Drake, decided to leak. I don't know if he decided to leak. Right, I was going to say someone else leaked it. I don't know if Tramp that he was messing with that wasn't me decided to leak his dick pic video.
I really, really, really want to know who he made this video for, because that was most definitely the kind of video that you make to send to somebody.
Oh no, it was in the mirror. You're a freak.
Yo, like, he's, I want to know who you sent that to.
Freak.
And you know what?
Scorpio freaks that they all are.
Oh God, I love me some Scorpios.
The freaks that they are. No, but I'm a vet and say, if you wasn't rocking with him before you knew he had a big dick, don't come rocking with him now when you know that he got a big dick. Yo, so he was in Houston the past couple of days and he was gonna make a club appearance or whatever. You know, he does a lot of popping up. I gotta fucking be in Houston when he does these pop-ups, but he does a lot of pop-ups in these like places in Houston. Well, it's Houston and Memphis. He does that a lot. So he did some pop-up in Houston. No one knew that he was going to be there or whatever at the spot. And the bar lounge that he was going to be at, they posted it. And they had to put as their caption, "If you touch Drake's dick, we're kicking you out." Like, you're getting kicked out of the spot. Yo, that is so,
that's fucking awesome. And let me just say, because I am going to say this, I would be the one of the ones to get kicked out. And I don't give a fuck as long as my attempt is successful. Because once I get to touch Drake's dick, I don't give a fuck what you do to me. That was my goal.
Drake, you know, Drake is half Jewish and half black. He definitely showed his black side, honey. With that dick. And he wasn't even fully hard.
Oh, I know. You imagine when he is.
Our male
listeners. I need somebody to leak that one when he's hard or when he's fucking.
So
or
our male listeners, you might want to exit the conversation exit the episode right about now. But you can tell in the video he wasn't fully hard. And it still looked big. Your dick looks hard without it being fully erect. Why didn't Rihanna wife him?
I don't know.
Question. Why Rihanna?
All the other Scorpio toxic traits.
Right. Because the dick be so good, but everything else is so bad that you're like,
yo, everything else is fucked up.
The dick can't even keep me.
Yo, that's a
your dick is so horrible that the dick can't even fucking. You be trying to hold on for dear life because the dick be so good, but you like, know. God damn it, you're a fucking liar, cheater, manipulator,
like, nah, fuck this. Keep your devil dick.
You gave me so much PTSD, like I can't even fucking deal with you. Like I got anxiety now over your fucking ass.
Like, you traumatized me.
I'm fucking traumatized for life now. Like, this is fucking, keep your dick, keep your heart, keep your soul, keep everything. I don't even want it at this point. Shit. No. But yeah, I'm like, why didn't Rihanna wife this man? Like, I just can't. Shout out to Papi Champagne, to Papi Shampoo, whatever he calls himself. But
Champagne.
I love you. Papi Champagne, I love you, baby. I'm out here just
for she you. Really does.
I do.
I love you too, but I love you for like a one night stand.
I've loved Drake forever. I've loved him through Wheelchair Jimmy.
Oh my god, I fucking love that his show.
Corny phase. Cause I always saw some type of like BDE in him. I don't know what is it. And then the like it's the toxicity with the like
with the sensitive, with the
sensitivity that will always get me.
Yo, that's fucking dangerous. See, that will that's like that's the me. Definition of devil dick. Yeah. Is what you just said,
right? It's that's the what it fucking is. Definition like, because they incorporate that sensitivity with the sex, and you find yourself like popping up and like, yo, who are these bitches that you're fucking talking to? Because. I will fucking cut them. Like, you know what I mean? Like that. Are you type drunk of shit.
Right now?
Right. Like, why are you playing with me, nigga? Like, I will fucking blow this shit up right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of nigga that you do that shit to. You
that's
know?
So funny. Oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Bad, but it's so real. Like, don't fucking play with me, nigga. Like, I'm from the Bronx. I cut motherfuckers. You know how we do. In a Spanish. What happened? What we doing? No, but
and don't you think that you're gonna leave? Cause I already like, slashed your tire.
Right, like, where you going? Where you going, baby? Come here. Let me fuck you and make it right. But
I can't.
I want to know who he was leaking this shit to. Like, it's crazy. I'm surprised.
Lucky girl.
I feel like in a way, like because Drake has always kind of been like methodical. I kind of feel like it might have been a play on his move. To leak this shit. Yo, and then, no, what killed me
oh, you think that maybe
his response to the leak.
Oh, yeah, he was that like, was oh, funny.
I wasn't hiding my dick from the world. I was hiding the world from my dick. Yo.
That shit is crazy.
I was dying because that's the same response he gave when about his son. Right.
My God. I don't know, yo. I just feel like...
Why were you hiding that from the world? We want to see. We want to see it.
Well, now you saw it. And
I manifested that shit because I think early in the year or a few months ago, I said, yo, Drake needs to leak something. Yo, I swear to you. I'm like, yo, I feel like so many people have gotten leaked with shit. Even fucking Rihanna, when she was a Chris Brown, she got nudes leaked. Everybody gets shit leaked. Where is Drake? Who would you like to see?
Naked
shit get leaked.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think on the spot like this.
I want a real good leak though. Like,
I don't know.
If it's a woman, I want all fours type of.
Oh, I would love to see Karol G naked.
Oh, Karol G.
Oh my God, I am in love with that woman.
They were talking about her on the Joe Biden.
I love her so much.
Joe Biden was like, I gotta use the translator app.
Yeah. But yo, like the,
no, she's fire.
El acento, like the accent, the lips, that little pouty thing that she fucking does, the fuck me eyes. Like, yo.
Yeah, Karol G.
She is so fucking fire.
Yeah.
Karol I'm in G's love with Karol
bitch.
G.
She grew on me though, because I didn't like her when she first came out, but she's a bad bitch.
Listen, if you ever decide that you want to switch over to the other side, I'm here, baby, because.
Yeah, 2024, honey. Like, she probably plays with the other side. Like,
yeah, well, she needs to head on over here and let me play with that shit.
TMI.
See? After hours. Ladies pitch. After hours.
Hours. Create our own sound effects of this bitch.
No.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Papi Champagne, baby. Make your way to the Bronx. You made your way to the Bronx and was trying to fuck with Ice Spice. Like, out of all the fucking people.
Dang.
I don't know what he was thinking. Like, hello? I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Lucy, I'm home.
Hello? Oh, yeah, but this was fun. We had a really great night.
I'm yeah, we did. We went out. I had a great night last night, too. So this was a great weekend for me, bro. Like,
bro, and it's just getting started because now we got my birthday coming up.
Oh, yay.
Yes. I feel like February's job is over.
I know, right?
Right?
It's already halfway.
We're already halfway through. The month is short as hell already as it is.
I'm so happy that it's a leap year. So I've always felt like leap years are my lucky years.
Yeah, it is a leap year.
Yeah. So I'm like really excited about it.
Yo, for the people who's born February 29th, I knew this guy that he was born February 29th.
I've never met anybody who was born February 29th. Yeah. And I have questions about your birthday.
He was like the bar back at a bar that I used to go to. And we were like talking one day or whatever. And he told me he was like, you know, he was a Pisces. I thought, I mean, so, you know, how I bond with people of astrology. But he was like, yeah, I'm a leap year baby. And I'm like, oh, shit. That's so I'm like, what day do you celebrate? Like, do you celebrate the 28th or the 30th? And he was like, no, we celebrate after. Like, it's bad luck to celebrate before. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so technically it's March 1st.
Mm-hmm. So technically, he celebrates March 1st. But you know, since every 4 years, I'm like, oh, shit, you're like 10.
Yo, for real.
Like, yeah, technically, I'm like 10 years old.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that. I forgot. I don't remember who I was talking to. And they were like, no, you just celebrate like every year at the, you know, the last day of the month.
That's insane, though. Like, how you're just like, I don't know.
That's like how Dominicans always have two birthdays.
He was Dominican too. The funny thing, he was fucking Dominican. Yo, I miss attending Dominican parties. Speaking of Dominicans,
bro, Dominican parties be lit.
I just miss being around the atmosphere of like Dominicans. Like it just smells of like scamming and fucking
not scamming
money.
Oh god.
It smells of scams and money and like crisp bills.
Yo, I made a
fresh
joke
out the ATM.
I made a joke the other day about how
and mango. Can't forget mango.
Yo, I could go for some mango right now. I'm hungry.
You would
I was talking to this Dominican guy and I was just saying how like I'm like, yo, we're gonna be like I said, we're going to be just like, you know, the rest of our people. I'm like, we're going to be each other's second family, you know, whatever. And then I put hashtag Dominican Pride. And oh my God, I was dying. And he was laughing so hard. Oh, it was so funny.
It's just so fun. Like Dominican parties are fun. Like having a Dominican guy friend that you mess with is fun.
Yeah,
it's so funny because I get in the Uber and every time, it's every single time, and I'm sure you could agree with me, every single time I've gotten in an Uber and the driver is Dominican, he's always on the phone with a woman.
Yo, facts.
They are always on the phone with a woman. Like they greet you when you get in the Uber and then they just
keep talking.
Like they just keep talking to whoever they're talking to.
And
sweet talking the shit out of that bitch. Yeah. Like promising her a bunch of things, the world. He's gonna bring the heavens down to this bitch. Like she's gonna see angels.
You know what though?
With him.
Yeah, but they kind of do that.
No, they do. That's what I'm saying.
It's like they promise you the world and they really will give you the world.
The
problem is that they're also going to give the world to someone else.
Other women. They're going to give the world to other women. So it's just like, yo.
How y'all get like this? I need some like Dominican men our age to see if they followed in those footsteps and like tell us how the fuck does that work? Like, how do you afford to fucking maintain two families,
all
bro?
All they do is work. They fucking own a bodega, then they Uber as a second job, and then they probably cut hair, and they fucking do whatever else that they do. But I guarantee, oh, they probably a bouncer at some place every 2 weeks at some bar. They really, am I lying about those be their jobs?
Yeah, no, that is true.
Those are their jobs. They own a bodega, drive Uber, they're barbers, they work as bouncers.
Yeah, that's true.
Deadass.
Security.
They're always in the security fields. There's always a Dominican man in the fucking security field.
Should we be offended by this, guys?
She's a Dominican one, not me.
Should we be offended by this? I'm trying to understand.
Take care of the 3 or 4 families that they have. That's insane.
I need me a Dominican.
It's insane.
I always, all right, so I've never, like, seriously dated a Dominican man because I always felt like, you know, my uncles fucked me up. I saw what they did. So then I'm like, I don't want one of you to do the same thing to me. Like, fuck no. So then I leaned over to the other side, the Puerto Rican side.
And we doing the same shit? Well, no. But our level of douchebag is different. Like, Puerto Rican men, their level of douchebag is different because they promise you shit, but they don't come through with any of the shit they promise. They leave you pregnant and fucking, they kick you to the curb and fucking whatever. But Dominican men actually, like, take care of their families and they try to. But the thing is that because they work so much and they have so many different jobs, they're not the type of, like, fathers that are present like that. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because they're always working.
I don't know. I think, man, I need a couple. I need to have like 2 Dominicans.
Don't come for me, Dominican men, because I do love y'all and shit, but I'm also traumatized by Dominican men.
As we said previously, if you have dated a Dominican man,
you might be entitled to compensation.
Please dial 1-800-LADIES-PITCH and we'll connect you to one of our attorneys.
Tell us your story and how you have been affected by a Dominican man.
No, that's crazy.
And his 3 or 4 families.
Were you approached by wife number 3? If so, what was the end result?
When you sent a message on WhatsApp. By one of the wives in Dominican Republic. Let us know.
Do you get along? Are you sister wives? Do you communicate on who's gonna have him what day? Let me just say that I think that that's like a great fucking idea. When you have like more than one person, like I feel like scheduling is fucking awesome, and I think that it should be done more often. I think that there would be much more successful relationships.
That is insane. Penciling in your man, like,
yes, because let's say you have 2 and he has 2.
A Dominican man will have 2 or 3. He would never let you have 2.
That is true, but he don't need to know that he's number 2.
I'm like, hell no. They will play around with as many women as they want. God forbid.
Yeah, facts. They're very like,
they're super territorial.
God forbid
you give your pussy away. Mm. You will not hear that.
I know. It's like your pussy doesn't even belong to you anymore. It's just there.
Yo, let me tell you something.
I had somebody say that to me.
I was going to get to that right now.
Bro, yesterday.
Dominican?
No.
Oh,
Irish.
Oh, I was gonna say that when I used to mess with the Dominican dude I used to mess with, like, that I found out he was fucking married 9 months later, he would dead ass tell me not to fuck anybody else. He would mean it like a stone cold straight face, like, tell me, like, yo, I don't want you sleeping with anybody else. Boom, boom, boom. Like, he would try to make it like a safety thing, which I understand. But it was more of like, he knew that I was the single one. And he knew. I didn't know. I thought we were both single. But to him, you know, I was the single one. So he didn't want me playing around with anybody else. So when I found out that So when I found out he was married and also had other women, I'm like, and you didn't want me sitting, like, you're fucking nuts, my mans. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're fucking nuts. And yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know either.
I am entitled to compensation. That's all I know.
I bet you are. I don't have any stories of surviving a Dominican man. I give you 1,000,000 surviving Puerto Rican men. But yeah, no. So my fucking uncles, my dad and my uncles, they traumatized me, bro. I was like, yo, I don't want to be with a Dominican man. Because, like, this is what they all do. And I was like, yo, I don't want that shit. So then I started to, let me see, my first boyfriend. All my boyfriends have been Puerto Rican. All my boyfriends. What does that say about me?
You love Puerto Ricans.
I do. I love you people. No. But yeah, no, I don't know. I forgot where I was going with that.
On that note, thank you guys for joining us on this bonus episode after hours. It was fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys didn't, we didn't drive you guys too crazy. Hopefully we answered the squirting question or whatever.
Yeah, because I mean, like, at least you could have given some more details, my man.
Hit us up and let us know that you have to be specific on what you want us to cover with squirting. And Dory here, the sex educator, she'll be able to answer all your squirting questions.
And if you want a demonstration,
Cash App her.
Yo, facts. I will do it, but you need to pay me.
She will definitely do that shit.
For science.
For research purposes only, she will definitely do that shit.
I'm a very big nerd.
But guys, you already know, subscribe to the podcast. If it's your first time listening, let us know what you think of the episode, the bonus episode. I subscribe, share, review the podcast. Yeah. On all streaming platforms, on Instagram at Ladies Bitch and Bitter. Twitter.
Jesus Christ. It's X now.
Fuck Elon. It's Twitter.
Oh, Pitch shit.
718.
All right.
So we will catch you guys on the next one. Adios.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch 718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.